Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Back in Detroit, when I was playing inside linebacker, for whatever reason, the D coordinator, who's actually the D coordinator of the Steelers, wanted to go cover zero all game against Aaron Rodgers. And he caught us. He ended up walking by and kind of tapped me on my butt like, nice try. So I got to get him back for that. That's been there for 10 years. But he's a hell of a player. I think, you know, last year, you know, everybody looks at from a very critiquing setting, which everyone should. They're allowed to do that. But I looked at it in the sense of some of the positive things he's done. I think he's a couple field goals away from having a winning record.
That's Kyle Van Noy yesterday on NFL Network talking about Aaron Rodgers and their run-ins over the years, as they've both been in the league for quite some time, and they're going to renew acquaintances coming up here twice at least in 2025. But Aaron Rodgers announced today on the Pat McAfee show, as he made his triumphant return, that this is his last year. Nope. No matter what, this is all she wrote. This is the rocking chair. This is the everyone giving him the great send-off. Aaron Rodgers is going to hang up the cleats no matter what after 2025. First of all, you believe in it. And secondly, all right, what are we expecting here?
Yeah, I tend to believe it, Bob, unless, all right, let's say the Steelers go 11-6 or something, you know, and he has a hell of a year, then it's kind of fun, you know. But he said it. I was listening, you know, during the break. He said, yeah, this is my last year. And then he was going to disappear. He says, you'll never see me again.
Don't believe that.
Because he was saying that his wife is... She's not on social media, nothing. She's a real private person. There's no pictures. I haven't sold it, you know, our wedding and all that stuff. There's nothing. People want to, he says, media, just leave me alone. For the next 5 weeks, quit talking about me.
Really?
Yeah.
He kind of brings a lot of this attention on himself. And by the way, I was reading a story last week. And by the way, other than what Aaron Rodgers does on a football field, I couldn't give two bleeps what he does
right
off the field. But his family members are calling BS that he's even married in the first place. Because remember, he was immunized against COVID-19 when in fact he was not. Because he is an ayahuasca enthusiast. But Nolan, you believe that this is all she wrote for Aaron Rodgers? And like Tom Brady retired, went through the whole pomp and circumstance of it, and then came back for another year. I'll believe it when I see it. And as far as him disappearing and you'll never see him again, nah.
That part, yeah, that's definitely not true. We'll be hearing from Aaron Rodgers. I know we will. The career, we'll see. Very skeptical like you. As far as the wife, well, she definitely exists. She just goes to a different school. All right? I've been trying to tell you that for years now. That's why I haven't seen her. She's totally real, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, one more year, he signed a one-year deal. I think it lines up. And if he plays kind of how he played the last couple of years or really just last year, I don't know if anyone's really beaten down the door to sign him again. So unless he goes back to being like MVP Rodgers, this is probably it.
And that's what he said. I signed a one-year deal because that's all I want to play, you know. So odds are he's gone. He said, been 20 years. I mean, what's he going to be, 42 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So moving around and doing all those things, I think there's probably more things that you eventually want to do. I mean, he's got enough money to do whatever he wants. So, yeah, I think If the Steelers have a good run game and their O-line holds up pretty good, then that gives him the best chance. But if he's got like the Maryland Terps O-line and he's got to scramble all around, they'll be in trouble.
Now, for the Steelers, you knew that this was a short-term marriage.
Yes.
No pun intended. Now you're already on blast that you're going to have to look for your quarterback of the future, unless, as he said last week, Aaron Rodgers, that is, that he's going to do everything he can when he was at minicamp to mentor Will Howard. And, you know, who knows what that will lead to ultimately. But for the Steelers, since Ben Roethlisberger retired, and let's be honest, the last couple of years of his career, he was not Big Ben. They've been quarterback challenged. Yes. In a division where Baltimore has a franchise quarterback and Cincinnati has a franchise quarterback.
And I think that's why you can't come out of the division. That's a problem. As good as your defense is, the biggest problem with Pittsburgh, they can't score points. You can't get into a shootout game because you can't score enough points. What they average, like the last, what, six, seven games, 14 points a game? You're not going to win any games. And I think they lost them all. What, the last five, I think they lost? And they couldn't score. They averaged 14 points. You're not winning games.
So Aaron Rodgers looks like this will be his swan song. Now, what does this mean for his performance on the field? He's going to try to go out on a high note because that Jets two-year run was a disaster. Injury plagued the first year, and then they were just kind of a bad team, a lot of drama. The coach got fired, Robert Saleh. He kind of turned it into Club Med Green Bay style, or tried to. It just didn't work out. Now he goes to one of the more stable franchises in the National Football League, and historically so. And I guess with Mike Tomlin, a coach that he respects, he's made a point to mention that on multiple occasions, too.
Yeah, he said on the show there that he's been talking to Mike Tomlin once a week, you know, for a while. So he said that's the reason that he came there was because of Mike T is how what he calls him. But, yeah, Mike Tomlin is the reason that he's there, and I'm guessing that Tomlin's kind of a deep thinker too, just like Aaron Rodgers is. So they probably hit it off.
Yeah. Well, if they don't hit it off on the field and the Steelers miss the playoffs or go one and done, you know, then the voices are going to get louder for Mike Tomlin to be exercised of his job there with the Steelers. Because we look at it from afar. I mean, we get calls every season. I'd trade Harbaugh for Tomlin in a heartbeat.
No doubt.
Pittsburgh fans think a lot differently than that. You know, when you go, what, 8 years without winning a playoff game, and the Ravens almost literally go to the playoffs every year and win a game, there's a different perspective here.
Yeah, and I don't know, Bob. I mean, I think maybe their offense is going to be better this year, but I don't think the defense is going to be as good as it was. And then last year at the end of the season, they couldn't stop the run.
NFL Lunch, video at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Rashad Bateman, we talked about him earlier as he got an extension, wanted to be here all along. And here is Rashad Bateman talking about Lamar Jackson's influence, possibly, for him getting a deal and wanting to be here.
I feel like no matter like what I went through, L always knew that like I could be like a weapon for him. He always told me that on the side, always supported me. You know, even like last year, before I got paid, he looked at me before the season started and said, "We're going to get you paid." Shout out to him because, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, you know, for, you know, trusting me and, you know, believing me to go out there and make plays. I mean, he called it before I did, honestly, just looking back at everything. So he's definitely a big reason why I want to be here. You know, everything that he stands for and represent for sure.
Now, do you think, Bob, if they were both in France at the same time this year that they would get together?
Yeah. But is that like a real thing? That they were in France at the same, and they didn't connect. I mean, I think that might have been kind of an overblown thing, but you mentioned it earlier in the show about Bateman earning Lamar's trust as a football player.
Yep.
Who cares about French fries and loafers? I mean, if I throw you the ball in Pittsburgh, or you want to catch it in a crucial situation, here's Bateman talking about what it means to have Lamar's trust as that guy.
Obviously, we got GMs and owners, but in the football world, Lamar is technically like our boss, you know what I'm saying? And if you don't treat it like that, then in this league, I think you're in for a rude awakening. You got to have respect for your quarterback. And, you know, I think that's how you're going to continue to develop that chemistry and continue to win.
And I think you got to have trust in that quarterback, you know, because why? because he's got to have trust in you. That's even more important. I mean, you can have all the trust you want, but if he doesn't have trust in you, you got nothing. And I think that's, you know, he might have trusted Lamar previously, but I think he was frustrated a lot of the times with Lamar because I'm guessing he felt like, damn, I'm opening or not throwing it to me, like the playoff game that you talked about when he
AFC
the wheel
championship
route.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when we'd see him, you know, throwing his arms down and pouting, you know, when Lamar had overthrown by 10 yards on a deep ball. So, but I think that chemistry has worked itself out and gotten better and better. And like we talked about earlier, that the quarterback, as a receiver, you've got to gain that trust. You've got to gain that trust in the quarterback, because if he doesn't believe in you, you're not getting the ball. You're not going to get the ball. You may get it on first down, the beginning of the game, but you know what? In the fourth quarter, when it's time to go win a game, if he's not throwing it to you, there's a reason why. He doesn't trust you.
And not to create drama where there isn't any, but maybe something to keep an eye on as the season rolls on. There are going to be games where Zay Flowers has two catches for 15 yards. And Bateman's going to have 2 for 9, yeah, or likely might have 1 for 10, or Andrews. I mean, not everyone's going to be able to eat. Lamar's not going to complete 40 passes a game.
Well, we saw that last year. I mean, like, Bateman would have a huge game, Zay'd have a couple catches, you know, or it was, you know, Andrews would have 6 catches. I totally agree with that, Bob. Or it might be, you know, one of the running backs caught 5 balls.
Sure.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Bob. I mean, because there is not enough receptions to go around. You know, if one guy has 10 catches, no, there's not going to be another guy with 8.
And real quick, to clarify Aaron Rodgers, he said he's pretty sure this will be his last season. Pretty sure. I mean, we're all pretty sure about
the leave things. The door open.
That's right. It's a jar. And we'll come back, talk about the American League East as we switch back to baseball. Orioles win last night, 6-0. What else happened in the division? Look at tonight's schedule and the standings update division-wide and wild card as well. And then Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Aaron Rodgers, pretty sure he's going to retire after the season. I don't know what's going on with that one all of a sudden.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the American League East report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Orioles last night in the heat. And it's going to be the same way down at Camden Yards this evening, everybody. 6-0 over the Texas Rangers. Trevor Rogers outstanding. 8 innings pitched, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, which is huge. 101 pitches, 4 strikeouts. Kittredge came in, closed things out. Didn't get the save, but he wrapped it up. Got the last 3 as the Orioles open the series with a win. Jackson Holliday, 3-for-5, 4 ribbies. Hit a 3-run jack. Ramon Laureano had a couple of knocks and a run scored. Every Orioles starter had a hit last night. Birds had 11 of those, except for Gunnar Henderson, who did make a stellar play, as he is prone to do, over the shoulder sliding catch out in shallow left field from his shortstop hole. Patrick Corbin takes the L, who had pitched very well for the Texas Rangers this year, but they've had a hard time, the Rangers, putting runs on the board, and the Orioles are going to try to make sure that continues to be the case. And with Trevor Rogers, we talked about it with Nolan, we talked about it with Matt Weirich last hour. The two best starts of this Orioles year might be by this guy. And we go to the second game against Boston, Fenway Park, in May, after Brandon Hyde was fired and Tony Manzolino took over on an interim basis. Orioles blew a lead, lost that opener in a walk-off. Rafael Devers had a big game. And then Trevor Rogers came up and stymied Boston. Did not factor in the decision Orioles eventually won that game. So starting with that game, the Orioles are 18-10. All right? There's a big Steve Molesky slice of success. Now, they dug themselves such a big hole. All that does is take them to still 10 games below 500 and still double digits out of the division lead and still in last place. However, better than it was. Tonight, Charlie Morton, 4-7 with a 564. Remember, this guy's earned run average was over 11 at one point in the season. So he's stabilized a little bit. Texas going Jacob Latz. He's a lefty. He's coming off his last outing where he pitched five strong for the Rangers. He's 1-0, 326. He's left-handed, throws mid-90s. So we'll see if the Orioles could go back-to-back against lefties and do a little damage here. Hey, they got the Max Fried a little bit Friday. They got the Corbin last night. They're still bad on the season against lefties, still bad with runners in scoring position. But, you know, Nolan, as we said 3 weeks ago, they're not back. They're better. All right? 18-10.
That's what you said. You're a hater. You're the hater.
Oh, my hater raid?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were back.
All right.
Then they weren't.
Okay.
Now they're back again. They lose tonight, they're not back. They win tomorrow, they're back. It's that simple.
Guess who's back?
Like Rodgers. I'm back retiring, again. I'm not, they're back, they're not back. It's whatever I want.
So are you pretty sure they're back or you're sure they're back?
Pretty sure.
You're pretty sure they're back.
And moderately
if they,
sure.
And if they don't come back, you'll never say they're back again?
No, I can't quit. Are you kidding?
Hey, nothing like a one-game winning streak to get you back on the good foot as an Orioles fan. Elsewhere in the division last night, Reds taking on the Yankees in a stud, doing stud-like things, almost hit for the cycle, as a matter of fact.
Driven to right, Judge in steep retreat. Gone for De La Cruz! Triple, single, homer, his team leading 18th. He has erupted tonight. It's 5-1 Cincinnati.
FanDuel on the call. Ellie De La Cruz, 3-for-4 with a homer. He was a double shy of that cycle. Gavin Lux, one-time Dodgers, big-time prospect. He went deep for Cincinnati as well as they beat the Yankees 6-1. Aaron Judge did hit his 28th home run. Only run on the board, as a matter of fact, for New York. Out west, Angels taking on the Boston Red Sox, and a guy with a lot of, apostrophes in his name came up big when it mattered.
And Al Darno with a line drive base hit to left.
That's huge.
Neto huge. And Trout come home. The play toward the plate too late. A big inning for the Angels, breaking the tie. They lead it 9-5.
FanDuel on the call on that one as well. Travis d'arno, two-run single, eighth inning, as the L.A. Angels beat the Red Sox 9-5. Zach Neto, one of their outstanding young players, he was 3-for-4 with a homer and two ribbies. As the L.A. Angels, they just keep clanking around, too, doing a little damage to the Boston Red Sox here. Your American League East schedule for tonight. You got Toronto at Cleveland, 6:40. Yankees and Reds get at it again at 7:10. Tampa's at Kansas City, 7:40. Boston at the Angels, 9:38. And then the Rangers are here in Baltimore, taking on the Orioles at 6:35. Don't forget Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 5:30, live from Pickles Pub. Me, Jim Hunter, and Nolan McGraw, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. American League East standings right now. Yankees 2 games up. That's right. Only 2 up on Tampa. Toronto's 3.5. Boston 6. Orioles still in last. 11 back. 8.5 separates the Tigers from the Guardians. Everyone else is 10.5 plus. Houston 4.5 up on Seattle in the West. Angels 7 back. Texas 7.5. Phillies game and a half on the Mets, who are struggling big time right now. They've lost 2 in a row. 9-10. Not good for the New York Mets. Cubs 3.5 up on the Brewers and Cards. Cincinnati's 5.5 out. And out west, it's the Dodgers 3.5 on San Francisco, 5.5 on San Diego, and 7.5 on Arizona, who, by the way, signed James McCann to a major league deal yesterday as he was released from the Atlanta organization. Wild card standings, real quick. Tampa, Toronto, and Seattle would be in if the playoffs started today, which they don't. Orioles 6.5 back there. And then you have the Mets, Giants, Brewers and Cardinals kind of tied there. Looks like Milwaukee's got some sort of tiebreaker in their advantage. Everyone's still clanking around in that one, like the Padres, Reds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So only teams who are out of it, White Sox, Rockies, I guess the Marlins and Nats and Pirates, because they're all double digit back of the wild card. The A's are 9.5. They got a new stadium coming in a couple of years, but they're not celebrating any playoff games, I wouldn't think, in Sacramento this year. We'll come back, talk some NFL. Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Talk about the Ravens. That roster is loaded. Is it the best roster, as a matter of fact, in the National Football League? Are we shortchanging the defending Super Bowl champ?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Been Eagles. We start at 5:30. Be there earlier than that. Come on by and say hello. But Ravens training camp, July 23rd, Wednesday, open to the masses. Veterans report on the 22nd. Rookies on the 15th. They're the All-Star game, as a matter of fact. Here to talk about that, everything else going on in the NFL, as yes, we're less than a month away from training camp 2025. So in the Window Nation guest hotline, he's with ProFootballTalk.com. Let's welcome back to the show Miles Simmons. Miles, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, and I appreciate your time, first of all.
Oh, that's no problem, John. I'm happy to be here. I had no idea that the All-Star game was going to be that late. I guess it tells you how much I pay attention to baseball.
Well, we're paying attention as long as we can around these parts, seeing what the Orioles are going to do the next few weeks. But anywho, with the National Football League, and in particular the Ravens, and, you know, we're based in Baltimore, obviously, you know, hyperbole, hot takes, that's all part of the job description. But we've been talking a lot about this Ravens team, maybe from 1 to 53, having the most talented roster in the National Football League going into 2025. Is there, do you agree, or is there another team that might edge them out talent-wise, but it's all about what you do on the field, not on paper, of course?
Yeah, it is. And I think that certainly you could say Baltimore is one of the most talented teams in the NFL. I would put them at least in the top four up there with the Eagles, probably the Bills, you know, the Chiefs come to mind, obviously. You know, those three teams with the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Ravens are, I think, you know, going to be probably the top three teams in the AFC once again. And, you know, look, that's why it matters who the number one overall seed is, because, as you know, you guys in Baltimore learned last year, it's better to not be in that 2-3 game, right, in the divisional round, mm-hmm. if you can avoid it, so that you can at least get yourself to the AFC championship game. But yeah, I mean, I think when you have a roster like the Ravens are constructed, where you have Lamar Jackson, first of all, right, and he is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, then you do build around him, right? And you've added now Derrick Henry to that mix. You know, Isaiah Likely, one of those guys that you want to see, you know, continue to progress. Bateman continues to come on. And so, like, yeah, there's an argument to be made, certainly, that the Ravens have the most talented roster in the NFL. I still would give that edge to the Eagles, just based on what we know about them. I know they've lost some pieces, but when you are built from the trenches out as they are, you know, it makes it a lot easier to get into a situation and dominate, as we just saw in the Super Bowl. So that's where I would still give the edge to. But yeah, Baltimore should certainly be in that conversation.
Hey, Miles, clear up the Cleveland quarterback situation for me, because you read different things about how the rookie quarterbacks did. Give me what the truth is what's happening there.
I mean, do you have a window into Jimmy Haslam's mind as to why you would draft two quarterbacks in the mid round and then create a 4-way competition? Because I mean, I still don't understand the draft strategy there. But, you know, if you are going to, I guess, kind of play this out and look at the crystal ball, it's going to be whether or not the Browns believe that they have a roster that can compete to make a playoff spot now. I don't know if they do or not. I mean, obviously they did in 2023 reach the playoffs with your guy Joe Flacco at quarterback, and he's back now, and he understands the things that Kevin Stefanski wants to do on offense, which were not really the things that they wanted to do last year when number four was their quarterback, which is why they brought in Ken Dorsey. But now Ken Dorsey's out. They've got a new offensive coordinator in Tommy Rees, who was there, but he didn't have as much power. And they bring in a new offensive line coach who is more like Bill Callahan than the last offensive line coach that they had. And Bill Callahan was really successful before he went to and go coach with his Nepo baby son. So I don't really know exactly what in the world is going to go on there. But I mean, if you've got a guy that you believe in Joe Flacco, and he doesn't need the offseason snaps, and you had to create more offseason snaps by moving to two fields, right, with seven on seven so that Dylan Gabriel can get his snaps and Shedeur Sanders can get his snaps, but not that many snaps with the first team, if any, based on the reports out of Cleveland. And Kenny Pickett can also get his snaps, but Joe Flacco's taking fewer snaps because he doesn't need it. I don't know how the hell that thing is going to turn out, man. I don't know. And it's weird. It's the Browns. You know, Juju Smith-Schuster said it a while ago, and I'm from Cleveland, so, like, it kind of hurts me. But the Browns is the Browns. And this is just one of the examples of this going on right now.
All right, Miles, speaking of that, now, are the Bengals with contract situations? I mean, I don't get that they're trying to stuff new language down Stewart's throat.
Yeah, I think that is exactly right. And, you know, what was interesting earlier on in this offseason, right, where you get T. Higgins done along with Ja'Marr Chase, right? I think everybody figured that they would pay Ja'Marr Chase because Ja'Marr Chase is a top 3-4 receiver in the National Football League. And that's, I mean, he could be number two. Number one, if you really think he's better than Justin Jefferson, which someone could make that argument, I wouldn't. But you knew he was going to get done, right? And the general consensus was that T. Higgins would probably be elsewhere in 2025. And there would be merit to that. But they instead decided that they were going to sign both of them. They were going to listen to Joe Burrow, who had said publicly multiple times, hey, these are both guys that we need going forward. And he really had laid it out pretty specifically, right, where he said T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Mike Gesicki, and then Trey Hendrickson. So now you get into the situation with Hendrickson and where it's, we don't want to pay him that much. And the Browns maybe also kind of screwed with this a little bit, where they pay Myles Garrett $40 million a year. And I think he's worth every penny of that because he is one of those walk right in Hall of Famers. And you don't let those guys out of your building. But Trey Hendrickson is not thought of as one of the quote-unquote elite pass rushers in the National Football League, even though he's had back-to-back seasons of 17.5 sacks. And last year, that 17.5 sacks led the National Football League. So here's the thing, if you're the Bengals. If you're going to mess with this, if you're going to say, all right, Trey Hendrickson, we don't want to pay you elite money, then you probably should have traded him. And so to have that at the same time as you ostensibly drafted a Trey Hendrickson replacement with Ja'Marr Stewart, and you're trying to bring in this like esoteric, kind of old meaningless contract language for a first-round pick, where if you really are, let's call it, I don't know, unsure about this guy from this perspective, right? You drafted him in the top 20. That's a guy you better be darn sure about. And if you're going to have this back and forth over this ridiculous language stuff, then why in the world did you draft him in the first round in the first place? So that's where, yes, the Bengals is the Bengals at this point because they're being silly when it comes to these contracts, not just Stewart, but also with Hendrickson. If you're going to do one of these things, then you should at least only do one of them, right? You can't have one and the other. You can't be so, I don't know, like, stingy with the money with Trey Hendrickson if you don't believe in him, and then also be stingy with your contract language on the guy who's supposed to replace him. That doesn't make any sense.
All right, Miles, who wins the AFC West?
The Chiefs. Until somebody proves otherwise, I'm going to say the Chiefs. And honestly, I think the Chiefs should be better this year than they were last year. And, you know, I mean, they started the season 15-1. They didn't really play anybody in that Week 18 game that they had there against the Broncos. And so when that happens, it's kind of, and the way that they did it, you know, especially that Raiders game where all the Raiders needed to do was like stop the clock, and then they were going to have a field goal attempt to win. Like they blocked one against the Broncos at the end where another one they should have lost. It was kind of like, wow, all these improbable things keep happening. And then it just kind of caught up to them in the Super Bowl when they got dominated in the trenches. But this year, they should be better on the offensive line. You know, Josh Simmons coming in from Ohio State, he is healthy. He's going to be ready to go. And he could be that left tackle that they need to really stabilize that position, stabilize the offensive line. Because that was a revolving door last year. Whenever your, you know, all-pro left guard ends up being your best left tackle, that's really not a good situation. And Chiefs were able to make the most of it, still be AFC champions. But that, I think, is one element of why they'll be better. But also at the receiver position, they really did get hit hard with injuries. And, you know, you didn't have Rashee Rice for most of the season after he tore his ACL. You didn't have Marquise Brown coming into the season because he had the shoulder injury. And then he kind of had to get caught up late in the year. And so you have both of those guys, and you have Xavier Worthy going into his second year. That could be a recipe for explosion on offense, provided the offensive line is actually stabilized with Josh Simmons. If he can't play at left tackle, then everything I just said really don't mean nothing. Because if you don't have a guy who can protect the passer, you know, then it doesn't matter what happens. And again, we saw that in the Super Bowl. But if the offensive line is stabilized and those receivers are healthy, then we could see, you know, some of the Patrick Mahomes that we saw early on in his career where he was launching the ball down the field. You have more explosion on offense. And then with Isaiah Pacheco running the football, he's still a darn good running back. And he also was hurt over the course of the season. So that's why I think the Chiefs should still win the AFC West.
Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Miles, always appreciate the time and the information and the opinion. Enjoy the next couple of weeks off, and we'll get with you as training camp will be here in less than a month.
Thanks, Miles.
All right, take care, guys.
There's Miles Simmons. Everyone still likes Kansas City.
I could see them being 3-3 in a division, you know, and maybe they're winning the division at 3-3. I just think the division, just because of the coaches and stuff, you know, and the quarterbacks and that, I think it's going to be a tough division.
We'll come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access at 2. And then it's Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Yours truly, Jim Hunter and Nolan McGraw, Orioles Rangers Game 2. We're talking about it here on The Fan. So why not make it happen? We'll hear ceilings and upsides and great length and all the draft cliches you hear from all sports with the NBA. But Coach Patsos, he doesn't get in all that minutia. He gets right to the meat and potatoes. And he'll be here Thursday. And hopefully tomorrow when we reconvene, we'll be talking about the Orioles winning a series against the Texas Rangers. As we said, Ravens camp opens July 23rd, 2:15. Is the first practice. 2:15.
Yeah, not, it's going to be hot. You know, I guess Harps wants
hot
to have
out
it
there.
Right in the heat of the day, you know. And I'm guessing he's superstitious because that's what he did last year. But, I mean, you know, they didn't get a lot of injuries last year, so maybe that's one of it, too. I don't know. Who knows?
Be hot down at Pickles tonight. And hopefully the Orioles bats will stay hot and get a little quality start, because Kramer acceptable on Sunday. Rodgers was brilliant yesterday. Maybe old Dean Kramer. Charlie Morton keeps it rolling tonight. How about that? And only three straight acceptable starts. And I'm going to go ahead and give Dean Kramer a quality start for Sunday, even though he didn't go six innings.
Go ahead. That's like the difference between Baseball Reference and what's the other one? The Fangraphs.
Fangraphs.
So each one has their own war. Their own war calculation. There's the Bob Haney stats, and then sure, there's the actual stats.
Yeah, it's not a winning streak till you get four in a row.
No, I'm still adjusting my mindset with Charlie Morton. It's a good thing that Charlie Morton's on the mound. I have to keep reminding myself that. I'm so conditioned from earlier this year to just chalk it up as a loss every time I see his name.
Yeah, he was mind-bogglingly bad early. Now he's like very reliable, and maybe if the Orioles don't get over whatever hump they're behind right now, maybe he becomes an asset for a contending team as a trade piece. And his free agent after the year, he's got playoff experience. So who knows? Charlie Morton's pitching for, he's pitching for somebody, maybe meaningful innings in August, in September. And all we have time for a Funhouse trip, or is that the thing of the past?
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Star Ravens here today. This texter says everyone's pointing to the upside in the secondary, best in the league labels coming out, but it's probably foolish to assume everyone will be healthy. That's never been the case for the Ravens. What does the group realistically look like with Alexander and others probably missing at least a few games?
Well, if that's the case, if you, in my opinion, if you have Malachi Starks and you have Kyle Hamilton, you have Wiggins, you have Humphrey, and you have TJ Tampa healthy, I think they'll be fine. They'll be fine there. I mean, they can that group can get it done. You just add, you know, more, you know, with the Alexanders and the Armour Davises, Awuzie, you know, those guys, they tend to miss time.
Well, to the texter's point, we've seen these preseason position rankings for the Ravens in the secondary.
A couple years ago.
Number one, number two. And
yeah, we didn't realize.
By December, it's like, who the hell is that guy?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be nice
Marcus
to get to the
Williams,
actual.
We didn't realize he was going to suck so bad.
Boy, he fell off a cliff.
We get to the actual season before
and
the injury start.
Doesn't have a team either.
No, like Marlon Humphrey with his training camp injury. Then he misses the first couple weeks of the season. None of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's in very good shape. So we'll, didn't he miss time last year? I can't even remember last year.
It was
at the beginning.
2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, well, that's when he was fat and out of shape.
This text here on Bateman says, what sold me on Rashad Bateman was his playoff performances last year. Flowers went down with the injury in the last week of the season. Bateman carried the number one workload in the biggest games of the year. He's not just an empty stats guy. He can change a game.
I think he made a lot of plays on third down and stuff, too. Some critical. I think he made some big catches and big situations for him, too.
How about a little Maryland football talk here? We talked about that with Dave LaMonaco earlier. Malik Washington, hand the reins over to him. Texter here says, give him full control and the starting job. He's probably going to end up leaving anyway. Maryland going to stink anyway. Might as well try to do right by your top recruits. Maybe, just maybe, he'll remain invested in the program if you let him play.
Yeah, and say he has an above-average freshman year, then he could be kind of Pied Piper some other recruits to stick around. You got the Ely kid who's committed, 5-star, top 5 overall player. You know, a lot of people that cover Maryland think that's never happening. Will never wear the Maryland uniform in meaningful games. But who knows? Be nice if Roman Hemby was still around.
Yeah. You know what?
He'll be back for Indiana this year, though.
You know what Lox really needs, Bob? He needs the freshman quarterback. Now, he needs him to, win a big game. You know, get the fans excited and maybe, you know, they get better. The only shot that Lox has got to stay, I think, is if the quarterback gets better as the season goes and they shock a couple people at the end.
You can't be getting your pants pulled down by Northern Illinois second game of the season either.
Last text
like Notre Dame did last year.
Yeah, and then they went to the finals.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll wrap up with this one here. Texter says, where are the Trevor Rogers naysayers now? The trade at the time, an obvious low-risk, high-reward move. Not a person in Birdland who can tell me with a straight face that they would rather have Norby and Stowers instead of Rogers at this point. Even if he gives you close to a 4 ERA in his O's career, the trade is a win.
Well, we haven't seen that. That's the point. And I'm sure our texter now taking a victory lap. I don't recall him saying, hey, watch out for Trevor Rogers. That's going to be a win for the Orioles. Hey, he goes out his next start, couldn't get through the fourth inning. He gives up, 6 runs, earned run average balloons. And maybe we won't hear that much. But, boy, very encouraging, 2 of the last 3. And that velo, that's ticking up. The no walks, that's huge. And I'm stating the obvious. It's Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Inside Access coming up next. Baltimore Baseball tonight at 5:30. Live from Pickles, me, Nolan, and Jim Hunter. Come on down. Say hello. We're back tomorrow for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haiti. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay cool. For now, class dismissed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.